I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. This is from Millicent.
Ask.
Yes, Millicent in Little Rock, Steve. CLO says, I'm the oldest of four siblings, and I'm the one they call for money, a place to stay, to borrow stuff, and keep their kids. My parents also expect me to do everything for them. They never call my siblings. Would I be wrong to set boundaries?
Yes, No, you won't be wrong to set boundaries. But you also have to understand that you are the chosen one. You are the one. Yeah, you are the one who has grown to be the most responsible, the most reliable, dependable, trustworthy. You are the chosen one. You know, it's hard, and everybody has to understand this saying. Heavy is the head that wears the crown. And everybody is somebody, there's somebody in the family, in every family that's got the crown and tag you it. And I can tell you right now, on this show, everybody on this show got a crown on. Everybody. And yes, tag sir. You it. Here they come.
True.
And so you have to bear up under it. And it is really a blessing. Mm-hmm. Like, I have to thank God all the time. I get tired of people asking for stuff, but guess what? I have to thank God all the time for making me the lender and not the borrower. You got to understand that blessing, man.
Amen.
It is better to be the lender than to be the borrower.
Yes, sir.
Let's get tired of lending, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Another
$20. Well, now, here's the alternative.
Reverse the roll.
You sure gonna get tired of begging.
Now, that's the truth right there, CLO.
Right.
All right, moving on to Portia in Colombia. Portia writes, I was messing with a married man until I got a DM from his wife. I put myself in her shoes and assured her that I was done with her husband. Months later, she's still stalking me. Why isn't she more focused on her husband who's still cheating?
Ain't no problem. You know, this cost you got to pay. See, here's another thing I learned.
The problem
with sin is it costs you more than you want to pay and makes you stay longer than you want to stay. That's the problem with sin. So now, you done assured her that you through, but, you know, while you was messing with him, see, here what you can't do. Okay, I quit. Uncle, I give. Everybody, so, yeah, you give, but I don't. See, and that's the problem. So it's nothing I can do for you. Why won't she? No.
The question you need to answer
is why did you stay in that situation as long as you did? Because now the payment is due.
Yeah.
The payment is due.
Mm-hmm. All right. Applying the pressure, huh? Uh-huh. Wifey.
On you. Oh. Yeah. I said, right, I'm sorry.
Leave me alone. Moving on to Cresley in Roanoke. Cresley writes, I'm a 46-year-old married man, and my wife jokes about having a crush on our pastor. I see how she looks at him, and it's not a joke to me, so I refuse to go to church with her. She said jealousy is a sin. Who's committing the bigger sin here?
Mm. Well,
got deep.
Jealousy is a sin. Lusty is too.
That's what he's asking. Yeah, who's committing?
Well, I see all of it weigh the same, so it ain't who committed. But, bruh, as a woman, you got to be careful. All this joking about having a crush on the pastor and all this here. Hey, man, what is you? You can't say this to your man. That disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Right. That's disrespectful. Because suppose he told you, He had a crush on the first lady. Yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see where we at now.
And CLO, and then she's telling you, Jezza,
you know, hey, lust is a sin too. But yeah. See, don't play with me. But right. Once again, behind every joke is 95% true.
She's all in church looking at the pastor right next to her husband stuff. Yeah, not cool. You're right.
Yeah, she wrong.
All right. Yeah, this is too much. You are very disrespectful. All right, last one, CLO. What'd you say? What'd you say, Junior?
I'm going to be the pastor next week when you come in here.
Reverend Junior.
Because you keep liking him.
Moving on. Last one, Steve. Audra in North Philly. Audra writes, my boyfriend canceled a dinner date with me at the last minute and said he had a scheduling conflict. That's all he said and didn't give any details. He talked to me like I'm one of his business associates. Why can't he just say what he had to go do?
Because you ain't gonna want to know what he had to go do.
What do you mean? That's what she says she wants to know.
He called it a scheduling conflict.
But a date?
Yeah, he double booked.
Well, the scheduling conflict was you had been scheduled on the same day that she was.
Double booked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the double booking just came about when he was talking to her. You was on the schedule. And then she came along and, let me go highlight this right here. Hey, I have a scheduling conflict, which is something I've never been able to say to my wife.
Yeah.
Of course not. Of course not.
She said he talked to her like he was one of her business associates. Excuse me.
But you know what? Wednesday. Sometimes, yeah. You know, sometimes you have to start learning from what's being said to you. And a lot of times men will say stuff to you and you have to hear it. You know, no, here's one right here.
Like what? Yeah.
You are a scheduling conflict.
What?
Well, so what that says is you're not the priority.
Right.
But see, you don't hear that. Why won't he tell me what he's doing? Because whatever he's doing, he's decided is more important than going out with you.
Yes. To dinner. That part. To dinner with you. To cancel your dinner.
See, so hear what men are saying. Because we gonna tell it to you, but we do it in a way not to hurt your feelings. But you got to read between some lines, because what he's saying to you, he's trying to tell you something. And if you've heard this more than once, like he says, he treats me like a business, because that's probably what you are. And you trying to make yourself the girlfriend. You're just a business.
Ooh, that's painful truth right there.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
CLO. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.